always frustration or just questions about why does it seem like God doesn't answer me or why can't he hear me? And then people start, well, does he even exist? Because I've never got a clear answer from him, or he never listens to what I'm, you know, asking for, or just these kind of concerns. And it's funny because, you know, and I've always said it, and I think it's an old quote from something, but if all God did for us was send Jesus to die for our sins, it would still be way too much than we deserve. So for us to demand or think that he owes us anything else is the first problem. Number two, what are you expecting to hear from God? Everything that needs to be said or for us to hear is in the Bible. If you want to hear from God, open up your Bible and read. Now, I know knowing the right spots to go to can be frustrating, but that just even more means that you need to be in your Bible more so you know where to go in the times that you need to hear a certain word. You need a message on hope. You need a message on anxiety. You need, you know, not turning verses into have them mean what you want them to mean, but to know what these stories are and to know them in context and to be blessed by what God has already revealed to us, the promise he has already given us, and to be encouraged by that, not to expect some magical genie in the sky to come down and grant all of our wishes. And as you read through the Bible, you know very much so how God will be silent on purpose a lot. How he's under no obligation to really do anything for us, but he decides to give us everything, and yet we're still asking for more above and beyond. Now, not that we're not supposed to pray or that we're not supposed to ask for stuff, but our hearts should be so aligned with God that we're asking for what God wants as well. And that's when God says he'll grant us every desire of our heart. It's not just he's going to grant every desire of our heart, but that he'll grant every desire of our heart when we are in step with him. Meaning that we are so enveloped in God that we just are striving after his things. And when we're living like that, even if we do make some bad decisions or start going, you know, making the wrong choices, not necessarily even sin, just, you know, oh, I took this job instead of this one. Well, you just keep seeking after Christ and you're going to be in the right spot. God's going to put you in the right place. The biggest concern of God underneath his glory is our purity, our sanctification, our holiness. That's all that really matters. So if you're striving after more things than that, if that's not your first strive, then you need to refocus your priorities. All we really have in this life, in this existence, is Christ. All we need is Christ. All we should be satisfied in is Christ. In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. I mean, these songs that we sing, they're such beautiful truths and put in a such precise way. Let's know these truths and be powered by them instead of striving after what we think we need. Love you guys.